suffering? Why does God allow it?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book on why so many young people are leaving the church, entitled Already Gone.
You know, perhaps the most asked question of all time is, why does God allow suffering? Well, what is the answer? After the terrorist attacks on the United States 10 years ago, we heard lots of Christian leaders expressing grief and calling on people to pray. Now, that was good, of course, but sadly, few Christian leaders provided biblical answers to explain what happened. Some went so far as to say there was no explanation. But God hasn't hidden the answer. In fact, He's raised it high for all to see. You see, Genesis records a true history of death. God originally created a perfect world. There was no violence or pain. But this sinless world was ruined by the rebellion of the first man, Adam. His sin brought an intruder into the world, death, and God had to judge sin with death. You see, we all sinned in Adam, who represented us. Our sins, not just the sins of the other guy, of course. In other words, it's really our fault the world is the way it is.
For more eye-opening teaching on why God allows terrorism, death, and bloodshed today, get a copy of Ken's DVD on this timely topic. You'll find out what the Bible teaches about death and suffering. This 30-minute DVD is yours when you call toll-free and make a gift of any size. 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Or get Ken's video through our website of answersoffer.org.